This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, His Amazing Grace. In the message, Strong in His Grace, we considered God's grace in the process of salvation and saw we can do nothing to earn a right standing in His eyes. Our Heavenly Father freely gave and poured out His love when He sent Jesus. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 8. God graciously gave us His Son and said, Whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16. We are allowed into an eternal relationship with God because of His grace and are strongly exhorted to live each day knowing our relationship is maintained by the same grace in which it began, not by anything we do or accomplish. There are many things we are called to do as a child of God, many ways to serve and honor our Heavenly Father, many ways to be obedient and seek after holiness. But we can never fall into the trap of thinking, even for a moment, that what we do adds to our salvation by grace. As much as faith in Jesus Christ is absolutely necessary for our salvation, faith in Jesus Christ is also absolutely sufficient. Paul delivered this message in many of his letters, but nowhere as strong as in his letter to the Galatian churches. He had preached the message of salvation by grace, but they had been led into a false teaching which said they must earn their salvation by first submitting to the Old Testament law. Paul warned that if we fall into this same trap, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Galatians 5, verse 2. There is value in the things we do. But the value is not in the religious activity or product we produce. Rather, the value is in the true faith in our heart, which ought to motivate all we seek to accomplish. Galatians 5, verse 6. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. We show our love for God through worship, thanksgiving, prayer, study, obedience, and faithful service. And we acknowledge His saving grace with a humble spirit, which does not allow us to become puffed up or feel deserving of our salvation. We demonstrate our love for others as we refuse to cause harm, in word or deed, refuse to harbor unforgiveness, and actively look for opportunities to serve. And we show our understanding of God's grace as we express our love to others without requiring them to earn our love or even love us in return. Let's receive His grace with a thankful heart, knowing we bring nothing to the cross besides our sin, which He then takes away. Let's trust only in His grace, given to us through faith, and express our faith with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength as we love Him and love one another. Let's begin to live this life like we truly understand His amazing grace. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.